want to do an interdict and an urgent application at the High Court whereby we should be allowed to hold meetings in our offices because of our cannot be called public offices. That's a private office. And in terms of the Border and Security Act, Section 25, we have a right, we're exempted in terms of these meetings, we have a right to hold them.
I haven't managed to get a comment from the COPS over this issue, but where did this ban come from, and were you officially told that NGOs and political parties can no longer hold meetings?
The police told us that they got an instruction from their district assistant, DISPO, for Zimbabwean. So as far as our concern, Supreme Law is an act but not an instruction. So that is why we want to re-rail the issue so that they understand that COSA is very clear on this issue, so they need to uphold that. The areas that are affected is Midlands, Kadoma and Bulawayo, but we strongly believe that sooner than later it will be countrywide.
I understand that ZANU-PF was holding meetings on Saturday in Bulawayo near the bus terminal there. Were they not prevented from holding their meetings?
No, there's a selective application of the law. ZANU-PF was not destabilized. They held their meetings without problem.